This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 305. Another perfect day. Is tomorrow when it gets hot again? Or do we have another day of this?
I don't know.
Dave will tell us.
If only we had someone
minutes.
We could ask.
I think you just gave the forecast too on the news.
I was listening to KTRS. Andrew, I was just telling these guys, Dan Abel left us these beautiful Bissinger's bags. Mm-hmm. And before I tell you this, I want to point out that I am 60. Mm-hmm. I am 60. I have a law degree and I've raised a family. The first thing I thought when I saw this is, oh, it'd be awesome to put dog poop in this and then hand it to someone and tell them it's candy. I, like, for real thought that. It's the first thing I thought. Mm. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to get some more truffles and hand them out to these friends. I thought, I'm going to pull a prank.
Oh, man. Did you guys see the diaper that was right outside our building?
What?
Which is why
no.
It was stinky.
Like, on the sidewalk outside or outside in the garage?
Somebody whipped it. You know that spot right next, like in between the garage and the building where it's fenced off and no one can get to?
Yeah.
Somebody whipped it just like right over there. So it's there, but you can't get to it to clean it up.
And
it's real stinky out there.
To that little alleyway there between our garage and building.
That is,
is one of the filthiest places on planet Earth.
Well, because people are throwing like diapers and stuff.
Oh, and I think people that live in the building too, they just drop stuff down there.
Oh, 100%.
And don't care if it misses the dumpster. Yeah.
100%. It is no man's land.
Yeah, you
do not go there.
Do not go near there. I think we're three floors up. I feel pretty nervous going
and
by
when
it.
Rach and I would go get coffee every day. We'd have to walk past that, and you don't even think about it. You just brace yourself.
You just hold your breath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like two steps away. You're like, hold my breath.
Littering is bad enough. You shouldn't litter, especially, I mean, come on, it's 2024. What are you doing? But when you're littering a poopy diaper.
Okay, I didn't want to say this.
You're a supervillain.
I know who did that.
Wasn't me.
I'm not going to say, but his initials are Mark Reardon.
Oh, my gosh. I knew it was him.
He just whipped it.
Mm-hmm. He's having a rough
afternoon.
Doesn't
even have a baby. He just did it to be mean. Yeah.
Love of the game.
Love of the game.
Love of the game.
Do you guys...
Now, if it would have been in a Bissinger's bag, it would have been pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
And handed to a very specific
and
person.
And then Reardon would have handed it to our boss, Steve Moore. He's like, I just want to say thanks for the support.
And then properly dispose of it.
But just whipping a diaper.
Yeah, that's
what's
just
wrong with you, Mark?
People.
Just mean.
Yeah, it's beneath human.
That's Mark Cox level kind of stuff. Are we all going to sing to that? I don't think so. Do you guys know what a block home is?
No.
So I don't know if you guys had these when you were kids, but when I was a kid, it was called a block home, and people would put a little picture up in their windows, and that was a home you could go to for safety.
You had the little hand.
Ours just had like a outline of a house.
Oh.
But I'm sure like in Detroit you had something different. But it was, and I was obsessed with it. I knew where every block home on my way home was. Because, you know, South Roxana, you got the South Roxana Tufts. Mm. And you had to get past them. And you never knew when a hooligan was going to go chasing you. And you just have to run up, knock on the door, and go into safety. Now, I can almost promise you there was no vetting done. They probably just handed these things out like candy.
Pick up the sign.
Yeah, and we were about 30% pedophile there when I was a kid.
Predators are just like, I'll be the safe house.
I remember seeing a lot of, Rachel, you probably do too, was it like Project Safe Place or something like that? It was
something
a yellow
like
sign. It was mostly on businesses, but I guess the idea was that if you were being hassled in some way, you could...
I wonder if we do anything like that anymore, or if it's just assumed like kids are never going to be alone.
Yeah, that too. I mean, the sign still exists, but again, I don't know if you went in there and said to the clerk, like, I'm being chased by a troublemaker. I don't know if they would be like,
yeah,
aha, I will protect you, boy. Or they'd be like, what do you mean about it, kid?
Because I thought of you and I saw this story since you have small dogs. A Jack Russell Terrier named Rose fell down a 12-inch gap and was stuck 40 feet down in England, and it took them a whole week to get her out.
Oh. Now they got her out. That's good.
Yeah, they got her out. Remember, what was the baby?
Baby Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
In a well?
DGS.
Stuck in a well, right?
Yeah. You learned about it on the DGS?
Yeah. You guys told
that was a media sensation.
Hmm.
Yeah, because she was. They got her out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's still down there.
Not a baby this anymore. Day.
Yeah, it's adult Jessica now, they call her.
You know how I invent
big
stuff?
Big girl Jessica.
Big girl Jessica in the woods.
Grown ass person Jessica.
Take a bigger hole these days. You know how I invent stuff all the time and people take it?
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things I invented was the table pancake. We've all had it many, many times. This is in our show prep. Have you seen TikTok's new table pancake hack? Order one pancake at brunch and use it for everyone in the middle of the table.
What?
Who is selling you out on these? Wait,
I don't know. Probably
I don't
Andrew.
Understand. Like what? Define a table pancake.
You know, you've had them with me. Like you order something.
So
we all
somebody
order
just
something.
Gets pancakes and then we all just share them.
That's it.
But that's not a hack. People have been sharing food forever.
No, no.
He doesn't like it when he points stuff like that out.
No one ever did it before I did it.
I wouldn't, well, you Kevin. Did Kevin, I wouldn't.
Yeah, just go along with
I wouldn't.
That,
dude. I think we know now who's ratting this stuff out to TikTok.
I'm ruining all the food things.
You probably told that girl about Spanx back in the 80s.
Yeah, that's my favorite, is Dave claiming he invented Spanx.
Claiming?
Because his girlfriend was wearing them. It's like, I mean, no matter what way you slice it, she was the one who came up with it. I don't know how this became your invention.
But I had the marketing genius.
The vision.
Here's what I said. She was getting dressed. She put on these cut-off pantyhose, and I said, what's that? She said, oh, it just holds in my tummy, and I said, we should market those.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you do it?
My dad had one of those ideas.
I did the marketing genius part.
Yeah, no, you
I
had the vision.
We should market.
He's the
idea. Thank you.
Man.
I'm the idea man.
You had the vision.
That's for the boys in the truck.
Yeah. When we were kids, my dad swears that he you remember the Moonies? You put them on your car and you push a button and they moon the car next to them. They little
I thought you meant the cult.
No. They like sing this little guy. Yeah, no, not those Moonies. They had
my
the little guys that you could like suction. You could suction cup them to the window, and then when you go past another car, you could push the button, and that little—it's like a puppet, and it would moon the people.
A puppet butt.
Yeah, invented it, and he was going to call them butt babies.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but they ended up being Moonies.
Man, when I first learned about mooning as a child, I was so terrified. I'm like, first of all, don't want to witness that. Don't want anyone to do that to me. And then just the thought of showing your butt. You know, it's like
that is one of those things.
How like, racy are we getting here, people?
In grade school and high school, you think mooning is going to be a way bigger part of your life.
Yeah.
It's a way bigger thing to be wary of when you get up to your like 30s and 40s.
It's more of
really
a college
mooning.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, you're not mooning so much when you're 30s and 40s.
Maureen's dad swore that he invented the term Hail Mary pass. He was a printer, and the NFL was in doing some printing. And one of the NFL muckety mucks was there. This is like in the, I don't know, 60s, 70s, whatever. And they're talking about a game. And he goes, yeah, at that point, all I can do is say a Hail Mary and throw the pass. And they started saying it. And he claimed that as his own till his dying day. I mean, someone came up with it.
I have no evidence to refute that.
Probably is, but.
Yeah, it's probably.
Yeah, I mean, there probably is.
California has just become the first state to ban sell-by dates. I'm so confused
by
this.
Wait, what?
I saw this story.
Yeah, do you understand it better than I do?
Yeah, because the sell-by and the best-by dates
use-by.
Yeah.
They're up for interpretation. Like, no one really knows what that
right, they're
means.
Not exact.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're changing it to just have more clear language, like use-by.
But
yeah. Use-by is
if
okay.
If you buy milk and it's the date is 2 weeks out, do you drink it past that date? Or is that like, you know what I'm saying? Like to me,
so
I would never approach
it. So if it's past October 10th and it comes up on October 10th, how much past that will you go?
Yeah, I won't go near it.
Oh, I would. I mean, I would go a couple of days.
So you view it as a sell-by date?
It depends on what it says on the package. Mm-hmm. But if it says sell-by, then you've got days after that.
Mm.
If it says use-by, you kind of have to use a smell test and just kind of
yeah, you can
see if anything
test.
Seems funky.
Mm-hmm. Eye test. I mean, if it's, you know.
It also depends on what it is. Milk, I'm a little bit more hesitant.
Same. Oh, you should see me smelling the milk to see if it's spoiled. Oh, God.
It's like...
Just like, I'm so terrified of even the smell.
Yeah.
And then it smells like Ed Asner, and you're like, no. Can't do it.
How you go with, like, almond milk?
Stuff really?
Lasts forever.
Yeah,
but I can't just drink it. I like it in coffee.
Oh, it's okay drinking. Mm. Yeah, it's okay.
It's a little thick, but it's good.
No, really?
No.
I think it's
maybe the one
thick.
I get is a little thin.
Really? What brand do you get?
I don't remember. This Target store brand.
He's talking
about
Good and
Gather, perhaps?
Yes. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Good and the Gather.
I know my Target pretty well.
Target.
Not to brag.
I prefer Sam's.
But that's the kind of useless information that is taking up space in my brain.
No, it seems like it's almost like the skim milk consistency.
Mm. Man, Milton is bearing down on Florida. And this morning I was watching the Weather Channel because that's how cool I am. And Jim Cantore was interviewing this poor guy. Man, he really got to me. I bet he got to people all over the country. Seems like maybe there's a little something going on with him. And he lives in a 20-foot sailboat in the in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And he is not going to leave.
He's just going to ride it out.
He's going to ride it
Literally
out.
Literally ride the waves.
In a 20-foot sailboat in Tampa Bay.
I mean, that's
And the cops offered him, like, free hotels. We'll pay for Uber to get you to a free hotel. We'll put you up. And he's like, no, riding it out.
Why doesn't he just sail his boat south a little bit?
He said that because of the wind, it would blow him right back because it's such a small boat. They asked him that, and he said, like, no.
But, I mean, if he had left, like, 2 days ago, he could have gone way For south sure. and just parked there.
Yep.
Did you guys see, as of, like, an hour ago, Disney is still staying open.
What are they thinking?
I know. You think they would just close just for the good PR of it?
They keep making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are really complaining about this online.
I saw an article today about The Shine being off the Apple with Disney in general. Which doesn't matter to me. I'm neither a Disnoid or a Disney hater. But.
Right.
Well, they're not impervious to what everybody else is dealing with which is companies that are continuously raising prices while everybody else is either making the same amount of money or less money than ever. And it's so as it gets more and more expensive, people are forced to really reckon with, like, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it really worth it for us to do this?
Yeah.
Like, my wife and I are going to L.A. in May for my brother's wedding, and we're probably going to try to go to Disneyland, and we already have struck Universal from our plans.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you just got to go with, like, value. I mean, it's just a value thing at this point. And if it was cheaper, it's like, oh, no-brainer. Of course we have to do that. But they're just, everything's so expensive now.
Like, ballpark it for me to go to a park like that.
For which one?
Either one.
I mean,
I think for my wife and I to both spend 2 days at Disneyland and go to one, because there's two parks in Disneyland, and go to one park each day, I believe it would be $600.
That's before you even start buying food and stuff.
That's before food. That's before any extras.
Fast
you
pass
get,
or
any,
anything.
Yeah,
well, this is the thing, is it, and it changes by the time of year and the date. Right, so if you're going in the higher demand, it's more expensive. If you're going in a lower demand, it can be a little bit less.
So it's surge pricing.
Yeah. So, like, Universal Orlando starts at $100 a day per person. But that's probably low, you know, that's the low end. That's not, like, busy season, and that's not counting fast passes and food and all that other stuff.
What's Six Flags these days?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I haven't gone. I haven't gone in a while.
Are they still doing the thing where you bring a can of Coke and you get in for like 50% off?
Let's go there for the Halloween.
1989 call.
Okay, I'm just saying. My whole childhood, that was the thing.
Something tells me there is 0% chance that is.
Let's go there for the Halloween.
All you had to do is show up with a twinkle in your eye and they let you through the gate.
Rage is showing up with cereal box tops.
Dave, let's go for Fright Fest.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's October. It's Fright Fest.
I like it.
Gary,
let's see here.
I won't ride anything, but
Gary. Oh, really?
No.
Oh man, the problem is now.
I'll stay back with you while Wheeler goes and rides.
The problem
Will you
is
ride, Rich?
Now I'm a.
I'll do some, but not all.
I'm a snob now, though. I gotta have fast passes. Like I don't want to stand in line.
Richie,
you're Kevin Wheeler. You can just butt in.
Yeah. So, wow, look at this.
I remember like before I made my first billion.
Billion, yeah. I just have no patience.
What are we looking at?
I was just trying to, it's like $40 each for a regular ticket. If you get the gold pass, it's $60 each.
What's a gold pass get
What's a gold pass? Let's see. It gets you, it's like the whole year. So $30, $40 for a day, $60 for like a pass. that gets you parking, discount on food, stuff like that. And then there's one that's like $150, which is like skip the line, pass, and bring a friend.
We should do that. We should grab Reardon and Mark Cox and go. Sure, they'd be happy. Welcome back, DGS. We have the think tank coming up at 4. We have Dave Murray coming up in about 10 minutes. So, Christmas pop-ups?
Yes, so Spirit Halloween that pops up all over the place this time of year. Mm-hmm. They're planning to convert a couple of those into Christmas pop-ups after Halloween.
Like bars, or like you go by Christmas decor?
You go by Christmas decor and
stuff.
I kind
of like that.
Yeah,
because you know there aren't enough stores with all of those things.
Man, he's on a bender.
Here's the thing: we talk about how great it is.
Everyone loves Christmas.
We talk about how great it is to be Kevin because Kevin has, you know, he's like, I don't have any fears, I don't have any worries, yada yada. Guess what? He also doesn't have any joy.
I have a lot of hate.
He has no joy. He has no happiness.
No, I have a lot
of
joy.
When he sees a Christmas store pop up, he goes like, oh, as if I couldn't get a ornament at Walmart.
All right, so here, let me put
it. And then he sees a Krabby Patty. He goes, I bet that's just a hamburger.
It is. It's just a hamburger that they're calling something else. And then people are like, I got to get that because they called it something else.
Now I feel stupid.
I don't get why he thinks that makes him superior. That's what I don't get.
Where's the claim of superiority? I'm just pointing
don't
out
you dare.
Your tone.
I'm just pointing out
dare.
That something is dumb. Like literally,
don't you
every
dare.
Store on the planet is loaded with Christmas. But you know what we need? We need a couple more pop-up stores to add to it.
You're right. I guess we should all just go home and close the door and lock it.
Yeah, you should.
Sounds
Let's
good.
Go in the basement and no, play MLB
really,
the show for 19 straight
what you really
hours.
Should
That's
do,
what we should all do.
What you really should do is go get a hamburger packaged as a Krabby Patty every day.
Guess what? I loved it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, top of the hour. We have the Think Tank with Kurt Barr and Alvin Reed. Dave Murray joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I had my intervention team ready to react and jump in with Wheels and Andrew. There.
Got pretty bad, huh?
Whoa.
Telling you.
That's all right. We were friends again during the break.
Try being in the room.
You don't understand, Dave. What you don't understand is that...
Oh, don't pick a fight with me.
He has No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
He's going after Murray.
I'm just saying. He's been needling me about these Krabby Patties all day. You don't know what that's like, man. It wears on a guy.
I know. Florida's about ready to get wiped off the map, and you're right.
Good point.
Yeah. My situation's worse than theirs, okay? I'm trying to eat a hamburger.
He's being food shamed.
I'm trying to eat a hamburger, and I got Mr. Oots just ketchup and mayo.
It is.
It's a secret sauce.
No one wins this one.
No. I'm not going to lie, Dave. I think I'm winning because I'm having fun.
I'm picturing Andrew like going home, like not eating it in the car, but like going home and like getting out like a stuffed SpongeBob and Patrick and like setting them up at the table and like, we're going to have a meal together, guys.
So I did. Megan asked me after we had the Krabby Patty. She was like, why is this such a big deal to you? And I did. Because
so Megan's
really,
on my side.
She didn't really watch SpongeBob when she was a kid. And so I've been for actually a few months now, I've been like, you have to learn about SpongeBob. So I've been making her watch like old SpongeBobs.
Boy, I bet things got hot later, didn't
they? Man,
Sandy Squirrel.
She doesn't really like them. Probably because it's a show for 9-year-olds and she's 35. But
it's a good show.
Andrew still likes them.
I still like them.
I do, too.
Anytime your wife says, I don't understand your love of this cartoon hamburger, that's not doesn't bode well for fireworks later. Get her in the hammock.
Can I interest you in some Scooby snacks?
I told Wheels on the break, like, you just have to believe in your heart that SpongeBob cooked the burger.
Yes.
Yes. And, like, then I see the appeal, like, 100%.
It's like
for
Disney
one magical
magic.
Moment. Yes, for one magical moment. SpongeBob is real. Squidward is real. Mr. Krabs is real. Mm-hmm. These things are important.
Yeah. Right, Dave?
Look, when you don't have a whole lot else going on in your life, you got to aim for SpongeBob is real. That's the baseline of happiness.
Whew.
Just one moment of SpongeBob is my friend.
This is our version of when, like, senators go at it on the floor.
Kevin's reaching across the aisle to say, perhaps I would try.
If I could go back to 1988 when I was at WashU Law and picturing my life when I'm 60 being a senior partner, and this is what I got.
Arguing over Krabby Patties.
You get one, like, magic flash into the future, and it's me going,
I don't know who those fools were.
It's me going, like, it's the secret formula. It's not just ketchup and mayonnaise.
Clearly, those are murder clients. Jeez.
There's a 4-pound chocolate turkey on the table.
Yeah, right.
Now, I love SpongeBob, but I don't remember much about it because I am 33 years old now.
That can help.
When Plankton was trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula, did he have his own restaurant he was trying to infuse that into?
He did. Yeah, right across the street.
Right
across the street, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Rachel, do not get sucked into this abyss.
And that's why he wanted the formula, because he wanted to be the only place in town selling Krabby Patty.
Little did he know the formula was the Wendy's burger.
Oh, Andrew's face. Dude, I would watch your back when you're walking out to the Camaro tonight. Like,
first
for real.
Of all, there's no meat in a Krabby
Patty. If he had any lung capacity at all.
That's right.
We done?
Yeah.
Can we move on with the biggest disaster in the history of the country?
I'm 100% on Andrew's side. I have his back.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would like to try the Krabby Patty very much.
Oh, I like Wendy's burgers, so I wouldn't mind trying one.
Very tasty. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is Kevin reaching across the aisle.
Yeah.
On the senatorial floor, he's going, well,
why don't we get him for lunch tomorrow?
I'm sure it's a tasty burger.
You fly, I'll buy, we'll have him for lunch.
Yeah.
Are there no Wednesdays?
There's
no Wednesdays?
There's one by me, but I have an interview. We'll figure something out.
We'll figure something out. Because when I go by my Wendy's, it's breakfast time. And while the breakfast, I've mentioned the breakfast Wendy's burger, the breakfast Baconator is the best breakfast.
They have great breakfast there.
We can always do a road trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, that's true.
That'd be fun.
Pile in the car and go.
I like it.
Do live in the car.
So, Dave, was it the mayor of Tampa that said something like, if you stay, you will die? I mean, that's pretty stark.
Oh, yeah, it is stark. There's no question about it. The storm yesterday at this time, it was a Category 5. It's lost some power. It kind of rubbed against the Yucatan of Mexico. So, and the eye wall kind of reformed, repositioned itself, shrunk a little bit. It's just, you can't keep a storm like that going for a long period of time. It's just physically impossible. It'd be like you run in a marathon and going full tilt for the entire marathon. You just can't do that. And a storm can't do that either. But I still anticipate it has slowed down. It will start to pick up speed again during the day tomorrow and probably hit central Florida, the peninsula, as a Cat 3, maybe a low Cat 4. That's still a major hurricane. Winds of probably 140 miles per hour plus tremendous storm surge, 15, maybe even 20 feet. And the focus still looks like it's Tampa Bay area, but anywhere from Cedar Key all the way down to Fort Myers and Naples is a real problem. And the storm surge is going to affect all those communities. The other thing, there's no real escape route, because you go inland in the peninsula of Florida, like towards Orlando, it'll still be a hurricane going across Orlando. It will still be a hurricane as it pops out around Cape Canaveral and Daytona Beach. So it's a problem. Goes back out in the Atlantic and will die. So folks who are trying to get away have to get up into Georgia.
You could go south on this one, right? Couldn't you go down?
Well, even south, there are tropical storm warnings and hurricane warnings for all the coast of Florida, east and west, except for the extreme panhandle on the western edge of the panhandle. So there's not a lot of places to go. But obviously, inland is better than on the coast.
Dave, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I've seen a story yesterday or the day before of meteorologists in the South begging people to stop asking them questions about whether or not humans can control hurricanes. Do you get any of that on your Facebook and all that?
It's been supposedly wild on Facebook. I get some of that. I try to put an end to that pretty quickly. Also getting a lot. You know, we're planning on going to Orlando or Tampa Bay like Friday.
Think we'll
be okay? No. You're not going to be okay. You don't want to go down there. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be, you know, days, weeks before power gets restored, water gets restored, all that kind of stuff.
Locally, Dave, how are we looking for the rest of the week?
Very quiet, a little bit warmer, a beautiful evening. Check out the crescent moon in the southwest sky this evening. It is spectacular. Wednesday, a little bit warmer by about 5 degrees. No rain in sight. 78 on Wednesday, 81 on Thursday, 84 Friday and Saturday. Then we have a very strong, dry, cold front coming through sometime on Sunday. Sunday will be sunny and probably only recover to about 72. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, we could be looking at high temperatures in the 50s to near 60 degrees and 30s at night. Will we see a frost or a freeze? It's a little early for that, but certainly away from the city environment. We're going to be pretty close to 32, 33, 34.
So I know we'll probably see 80s again, but do you feel like this is the real kind of pivot into October weather?
No, I just don't. You know, it's, what are we now? This is the 8th? No, we still have a long way to go. Mm. We really do. Are we done with 95? Yes. Are we done with 90? Probably.
All right. That's something to hold on to. And I guess we should look at it positively that it's going to be butt ass cold really soon. And
yes,
you know, being 80 is not the worst thing in the world. So
no. BAC is the worst.
No, I didn't know what you're talking about. What the hell is he talking about? Is this a Krabby Patty thing again? All right. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
All righty.
There's so many Queen songs and Beatles songs that when I hear them, I'm like, no, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm like a little kid.
My favorites on Queen shift. Like from time to time, there'll be one and it might be the other one.
Yeah.
Like I've always loved Stone Cold Crazy. That's one of my favorites because it's one of their fastest and heaviest ones. But then sometimes it's just, you know, Someone to Love or We Will Rock You.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great band. I'm so glad I lived during the Queen era.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you ever watch the movie?
I did. It was okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't hate it. I wasn't mad. They did their best, but it just...
What I liked about it was that they focused a lot on songs.
Yeah.
Like, there were a lot of performances and a lot of music in it. The story, I don't know if it's 100%. Apparently, people say it wasn't 100% the way that it went, but I thought it was fine.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So a hospital group is saying that the White House should declare a national emergency over IV fluid shortages caused by Helene. Mm. The American Hospital Association on Monday asked that the Biden administration declare a shortage of IV solutions and invoke national emergency powers to ease the crisis.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's very sad. Sorry that... that is happening. And it's not like, you know, it's like whenever you get, if it's a blood shortage, you can just ask people to give more blood. But this is a situation where they manufacture these IVs. It's been hit and they haven't been able to manufacture. So,
okay. Man, when you guys see the devastation, like I was saying yesterday, how I'm cleaning out my house, when you see that epic biblical devastation, don't you just feel like I would probably just leave? Like, how does that ever get cleaned up?
No idea.
Where do you start? What's the first tree you pick up? It's just so overwhelming to me.
I was listening to a piece about it this weekend. And, you know, someone had basically lost their home. And they were just being helped by members of their community. People from their church, people, neighbors, bringing in cleaning supplies and bottles of water and stuff. We really have to lean on each other during times like this. But when the devastation is so horrible, as you say, and everyone's kind of in the same boat, it's like, how do you even start to fix this mess?
They said they're looking for thousands and thousands of workers and trucks to come from as far as Washington State to come down there and help. And Ameren had a bunch of people down there during Helene. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of people down there during Milton. But God, I mean, I've always dreamt. I can't afford it. I really can't. But I've always dreamt of having a place in Colorado and a place in Florida. But, I mean, it doesn't take too many natural disasters to move me away from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the Rust movie armorer, changed her plea to guilty on Monday in exchange for a reduced sentence of 18 months supervised probation. She had originally pled not guilty. The agreement allows her to begin probation while serving out an 18-month prison term at a New Mexico State Penitentiary for involuntary manslaughter and the fatal shooting on the set of Rust. And I believe Rust is going to be released next month.
Surprising.
I am shocked that they're releasing this
movie. How do you think it'll do? Are people going to want to watch it out of curiosity?
I mean, it's the kind of movie, if this hadn't happened, I would have no idea that this movie even existed because it was like some
weird, Western.
Yeah, like Alec Baldwin independently produced a Western.
And see, for me, it's a movie I actually would have sought out. I like Alec Baldwin. I like Westerns. I think it's, you know, independent movies. I like everything about it is in my wheelhouse, but I just don't know that I could watch it with a clear conscience.
Well, now it seems like the publicity they've received is so yucky. Like, I just can't believe they're releasing it. Just maybe trash the whole thing at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.